On average, around 160,000 high school seniors graduate in Florida every year, and more than 50% of the state's incoming college freshmen fail at least one section on the Sunshine State's college placement exam, forcing most students to spend their early college years catching up with remedial courses. That statistic has state business leaders like the Florida Chamber's Edie Owsley increasingly worried. She says Florida, the fourth most populous state in the country, has close to 60,000 science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM jobs, just waiting to be filled by qualified applicants.
Understanding that we believe in a talented workforce as being the key to our state's economy, we must prepare students for those future jobs and ensure, you know, that our students are moving in the right direction.
College placement tests aren't the only rubric for gauging college and career readiness. Before a student even enters an institution of higher learning, they have to take one of two standardized tests, the SAT or ACT. According to data released by the latter in August, only 19% of Florida students tested as college ready, which the testing administrator defines as how well a student will do in their first year of college. Although he acknowledges not every student is cut out for a four-year institution, ACT spokesman Ed Colby says his employer's college-ready measure has broader implications.
What we have found is that the skills needed for workforce training programs that are required for lots of jobs that would pay a livable wage for a small family would require some of the comparable skills to first-year college coursework in math and reading.
At Lively Technical Center's Automotive School in Tallahassee, students from diverse backgrounds and of varying ages are swapping out the components on a Chevy Silverado pickup truck so it can run on compressed natural gas. Instructor Kenny Adams is hoping the skills he's teaching will give his students an edge in the emerging natural gas industry.
This shop here is set up just for teaching compressed natural gas, which is becoming more and more available in the car line. And as it does, you know, we need techs that are trained to work on compressed natural gas vehicles.
Adam says he was surprised by the number of students who came into his class unprepared by their high schools. Many only arrived at the technical college after graduating high school and spending years with little career direction. One of those students is Patrick Anderson. He says after graduating high school, he joined the military, thinking it was his only option. After he finished his service, he felt ill-equipped for civilian work, a problem he traced back to his time in high school.
High school students, when they graduate today, they have more options available to them. I think when I graduated, which was several years back, we're talking almost 30 years, the opportunities wasn't as vast as it is now.
Florida students do have opportunities, but they're not always easy to find. That's why West Park Democratic State Representative Chevron Jones says he's filing a bill to mandate school districts offer a college and career readiness course to help guide students to careers they're really passionate about. Jones says because teachers are forced to spend most of their time teaching for standardized tests like the FCAT, students aren't learning the skills necessary to put them on track for a career that suits them.
The teacher's saying that I have to stick to a curriculum that was given to me by the state, and I really don't have time to teach a kid about life. Now, a good teacher knows how to maneuver their way and stick it in there to make sure that you take care of the holistic child. But then you have some teachers who really need that support.
Although he admits his bill wouldn't solve all of the state's career readiness woes, Jones does say creating separate classes where students can take job placement tests, learn to write resumes, and hone their career interests will mold more well-rounded students and put them in a better position to be successful post-high school. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.